education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Yeah, buddy.
And welcome back to hour number two of the Computer Corner. It is a love roller coaster if you use a computer on a regular basis.
Yeah, buddy.
Of course, that's what we're here to help you with. Any and all questions are, what the heck, bring it on. We'll try to help you if we can. 602-277-5827 is the number. And, of course, you can also email us through our website, datadoctors.com/radio.
If you're going to call, wait till you hear us finish answering somebody else's question, because otherwise you're just going to get the busy signal of death.
Yes. Let's go now to our weekly segment that explains the geek speak, the world of geekanese. It's our geek speak of the week. Every week we try to bring you a little extra verbiage that you can use to appear to be somewhat geeky, and this week's geek speak of the week is digital dieting. Digital dieting. It's basically a photographer's euphemism for digital retouching techniques used to make subjects look younger and thinner. As the big hoopla with, what was his, who was the Hollywood star that one of the magazines retouched quite a bit? Kate Winslet,
yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah, from the Titanic movie, yes.
So many models and magazines are benefiting from digital dieting. And, of course, you, too, can partake in digital dieting if you have just about any kind of computer anymore. Just about everything out there will allow you to mess with the images that are inside of the computer. So check that out. Also, our free download of the week from webattack.com. Our buddy Marco out there has a great website, lots of free and low-cost programs. DVD Profiler. So if you're really into DVDs, you can actually kind of profile all your stuff and keep notes about everything on your computer. I mean, you pretty much have to be a DVD geek to want this download. But if you are, I mean, you can rate your titles, add personal notes, how much you paid for it, any kind of information. If you are a DVD fanatic, you might want to check out that free download, DVD Profiler. All right, we're talking about DVD burners, DVD, you know, those really expensive. They're about $300 to $350 bucks for most DVD burners at this point, which is good because 6 months ago it was $700 bucks.
Which means 6 months from now, if you thought $300 bucks is too much,
$99 bucks.
Just hang around. They'll come down more and more and more, and they'll hit some kind of bottom at some point, but we're not there yet, probably.
Actually, Dave, line one there, Dave's got a question about what kind of computer has the best DVD. Is that your question, Dave?
Yeah, I got a couple questions for you. Actually, my wife should be calling you because I don't know nothing about this, but I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, can you talk in a high voice?
No offense, Dave, but we'd prefer to talk to your wife.
Well, you don't know how I look, though.
It won't matter.
It doesn't really matter to me, and I'm pretty sure Ken either.
Yeah, this door always swings one way.
Okay, well, we're in the process of buying our second computer. Oh. I just got some information here to find out if this is a good computer, and then I also have the DVD burner.
Okay.
Okay, first off, it's a Pentium 4 processor.
Yes.
With a 253.
Huh?
And it's a 512.
Wait. Pentium 4 processor with a 253?
Yeah, the 253 gigahertz.
2.53.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I was trying
to figure out if you're talking about RAM.
It's a 512 megabyte.
RAM?
RAM. It's a SD RAM.
Yes.
And it's got the GeForce sound card and everything. It's 80 gigabyte ultra ATA hard drive.
Before you go a ton further, what are you doing with this machine?
Well, my son plays games, and I do a little bit of work on it. My wife does a lot of work on the computer.
What you're talking about is a great machine for gaming. And so if that's one of the intended uses, then it's not overkill. But if you're just going to use it to get online and write emails, it would be a lot of overkill. So
yeah.
You're going in the right direction since you've got a gamer at home.
Well, that GeForce video card you're talking about?
Yes.
That is going to make the difference between having an okay gaming experience and having a relatively nice gaming experience.
And that processor and the amount of memory you talked about is going to make it so he can play just about anything he wants.
So you're okay so far?
Okay, and as far as the DVD player, this is all given numbers
is it a,
here.
Is it a
DVD-RAM... / DVD minus R C D R W.
Okay.
Movie Creator Lite.
Okay, again, as we said earlier in the show, all those formats mean nothing if you're just going to make discs that you're going to use on the computer. The minute you want that disc to work on another DVD player, that's where the trouble begins.
Okay.
So you got to decide, is that even important to you? Because if it's not, it doesn't matter what DVD format you use.
I don't know nothing about it, and my wife doesn't either. So.
Well, you might want to just forget about the burner altogether. It'll probably save you a couple $100. See if they have the same thing without the burner. Just get a CD burner instead of a DVD burner. It'll probably save you a couple $100.
Okay.
You know, if you're not going to use it, there's no point in paying for it.
Okay, but overall, this machine's a good unit.
Well, that configuration is very high. That'll work for just about anything you'd want to do in today's computing world.
Is this something you saw at a big box store you're going to order online or from a local retail or what?
Get us the Gateway.
Okay.
Yeah. See if they have that same model without the burner. Usually they have that. Oh, that's a Gateway, huh?
Yeah.
Just say more.
Alrighty.
All right?
Appreciate it, guys.
All right,
good
luck, Dave.
Work.
Thanks. Bye-bye, and have your wife call next time.
Yeah, since she really should have been calling anyway.
Because Brandon and I like the ladies.
What time is it? It's
time to talk to somebody that's not a lady.
So we've got Bill, David,
you know what?
Ed.
I talked to Bill off the air. He's trying to figure out. This is something that happens to people from time to time. Let's get him back on here.
Let's do that. Bill, who is in Sun City West, has a site, or any sites, not coming up at all when he's online.
Well, Bill, you say you have Juno. That's your internet service.
Right. That's acting as my default.
Okay. And you're able to get email, but about 2 weeks ago, you stopped being able to actually surf the web.
That's right.
And we did confirm that you've paid your bill.
I did
pay. And when you talk to the people at Juno Tech Support, they just say, tough luck, buddy?
No, they haven't said that.
He hasn't called them yet. Why would he call Juno when he could call here first?
That's right.
You could wait on hold just as long here and get no answer.
KTAR Tech Support, it's Ken Colbert.
You guys are probably a lot smarter than the ones over Juno.
Oh, please.
Well, we pretend to be at least.
I gave you some instructions off the air to try to go back to default settings in your browser. Have you been able to go through all of that?
Yeah, it shows that Juno is my default.
Okay, but that's not the only place.
Yeah, what we generally recommend people do when they're having problems of this kind of nature is open up Internet Explorer, if that's what you're using to browse the Internet, and that's what we kind of give advice on because that's the most popular. And you click on Tools,
okay,
and come down to Internet Options.
And that'll open up a box that's got like 6 or 7 different tabs in it. And every one of those potentially could be a setting in any one of those areas that can be causing the issue you're having.
The most important place I would start with is under the Security tab. Make sure you click on Default Level, and when you do that, highlight each of the 4 things under Internet, Local, Intranet, Trusted Sites, and Restricted Sites. Each one of those click on, then click Default Level, and go through all that, and then go to the Advanced tab and click on Restore Defaults.
Okay.
Then say Apply and OK, close Internet Explorer, and reopen and see if the problem goes away.
Okay, very good.
That takes care of like 25, 30 different areas. Just doing that. Those are the most common areas.
And if that doesn't work, unfortunately, your best bet is going to be to call, and you're going to have to go through the whole step-by-step process with the folks at Juno.
The only other thing that I kind of tell people that's kind of common, too, is click on, after you've done all that, if it still doesn't work, click on File, and make sure there's no check mark in front of the Work Offline. If there is, click on that so it'll try to clear that, and then see if things work for you.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's being told don't try to actually connect to the Internet. That's a possibility.
Right.
You could have just inadvertently done that somewhere along the line.
Yeah, something happened. I don't know what or when.
Exactly. Yeah.
That covers most of the common ones. If it's still not happening, then it's going to get a little bit more technical, and somebody's going to have to go kind of one-on-one, either seeing the thing or somebody who can kind of watch the other end to see your connection and see what's actually happening. So.
Yeah, so your best bet, if you can't figure it out with one of those tips, is to give Juno a call so that they can kind of monitor on their side as well.
Okay, very
all right.
Good.
Hey, good luck, Bill.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You betcha.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right, this is how it works. It opens up a free phone line at 602-277-5827.
I hope we didn't disappoint him with our since he said we thought we were smarter.
Well, I don't know.
If we did, Bill, sorry.
But
we're,
you know
we're
what?
Pretending,
you get a
man.
Lot of cute chat.
But people don't like that. Or one person doesn't
I like
that.
It.
Hey, so what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you
hey,
doing?
Hey, isn't Gail Bass, isn't she cute?
She is.
Hey, you know those new Volkswagens?
Uh-huh.
Those bugs?
Da, da, da.
Yeah, aren't they cute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those new iMacs, you know, the Etch-a-Sketch on a grapefruit?
Yeah.
They're
kind of
cute,
quit
too.
Your chit-chat. Ken Colbert, Brandon Disney, it's the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR back in a flash.
Hi, this is Michael Haggerty. The week is a busy time, especially...